and welcome to Thursday on the Think Big Show, where entrepreneurs and business owners come from around the world to think bigger, work smarter, and grow successful businesses faster through online strategies, leadership, and mindset. I'm Mia DeBolt, founder of the Think Big Network, and I'm joined here with mission accomplishment strategist JT DeBolt. JT, welcome.
Great to be with you today, babe. Awesome to be with you, as well as all of our friends out there in the Think Big Network, and to everybody out there, I say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whatever time it is for you, no matter where you might be tuning in from on the Big Blue Marble. Thanks for joining us here each and every single Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. Eastern, and today is, well, today is a very historic day for a couple of reasons. First and foremost, if you are a history buff, you know that 76 years ago today was the attack on Pearl Harbor. Today is December 7th, and 76 years ago today, we sort of found ourselves as the United States thrust into World War II. And what's kind of interesting on a personal note, my grandfather, my mother's father, was on active duty that day. He was actually on Pearl Harbor. He took part in that whole battle. He was a survivor of the battle and was actually, you know, highly decorated for that, which is kind of cool. And, you know, I remember him telling stories about that and just thinking, man, what a chapter turner. And we all go through chapters. You know, there are times in life when things occur to us or when we see opportunities and we know that it's time to pivot. And just like December 7th was a time for the United States to pivot, it's kind of a time for us today to pivot. And, you know, you make pivots in life, you make pivots in business, and you do that for reasons that are necessary for the big mission. You've heard us say this before. It's so critical for us to be clear in our values, in our vision, in our mission, in our purpose. When you do that, you're able to make decisions. You're able to sometimes make big and in some cases complicated decisions. I don't want to say tough decisions, but you know, decisions that require a lot of your mental faculties. And I think one of the most important skill sets you can have is the ability to sometimes say no, you know, sometimes walk away from things. What do you think of that?
Yeah, some of the biggest opportunities lie on the other side of no. Mm. So when you say no to certain things, you open the door for new opportunities and new focus and new renewed energy.
Mm-hmm. That's a really good one. Sometimes bigger opportunities lie on the other side of no. You should coin that. you just did. You just did. So That is a really great segue into today, what will ultimately end up being the final message, the final episode of the Think Big Show, which we say with a little sadness, I think, but mostly with a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of excitement and an optimistic look to the future. Lots of cool stuff coming down the road. I think it'd be cool to kind of talk a little bit about that. And we'll give you a little bit of a backstory on the decision-making process as to really the purpose behind what we're doing here. So most people who know me know that I've been podcasting now for over 5 years, and we've had over 1,000 episodes, millions of listens, and reached people all around the world, all around the Big Blue Marble, which is exciting, and it's an honor, it's a privilege, it's something that I look at with not just a sense of personal pride, but a sense of pride that there's so many amazing people out there that have a true desire to shift, you know, a true desire to want to transform. And while I'm a big fan of when, you know, people change their lives, I'm not a fan of saying I change their lives. I think anytime a guru comes out and says, I can change your life, it's a very egotistical and arrogant and somewhat foolish thing to say. So I don't ever believe that anything I've ever done or said changes anybody's life. I think those people out there have changed their lives, and I'm proud of that. I'm proud that there's a lot of people out there that either through listening to the message or being a part of it, they somehow shifted themselves, pivoted in the direction that they knew they had to go. And it would be, I believe, a bit of a disservice if we didn't do that ourselves, you know, if we didn't lead by example. And you and I had a conversation about this, and we've been thinking about it for a while, but ultimately came to a decision we're very at peace with.
Yeah, it's really about focusing on the things that are really important, that are going to drive and make the biggest impact in our businesses and in the lives of others. And so by saying that we're going to stop podcasting doesn't mean that we're going to stop business. Mm-hmm. We're going to actually put all our force and energy into other projects that are really going to make a bigger impact.
And I'm going to make a statement here, a rather bold statement here in a moment. And I want to kind of tee everybody up for that. I want everybody to be prepared for that, because the statement that I'm going to personally make is something I have not made ever personally, publicly, on podcasts or really anything else. And today is that day that I'm going to do that. But before I get to that bold statement, I want to kind of set things up and give a little bit of backstory on a few things. You and I have both been working together since really 2007. You found the industry of network marketing while I was deployed to Iraq. And if you recall, if anybody knows anything about economic history or just world history, 2006, 2007, that was a time when the, you know, US economy and therefore the world economy was really in a tailspin. One of the worst possible places you could be financially was in real estate. And yet there we were. We were kind of these newbies with zero experience, wide-eyed, and just kind of wet behind the ears, so to speak, and didn't have any clue what we were doing. And we were following advice from people that probably meant well, but were more interested in self-preservation than making an impact in the world.
That's right.
And so as to not repeat their mistakes, you know, we've been thinking about what's best for us and best for the people we serve. Well, we got involved in real estate anyway, and that ended up being a major, major oversight on our part, to say the very least. But what was kind of exciting is you found the home business industry and network marketing. And it was something I rejected, something I thought was a scam, something I thought was ridiculous. And I told you so. I was as unsupportive a spouse as you can find and very negative minded. And yet you were just persistent with that. You know, you're almost stoically so. Although there were times where it went from not being so stoic, our arguments and conversations. But I just remember being in Iraq, unexpectedly deployed, and thinking, if this is the best solution that you have, then I'm probably going to be on another deployment. What was interesting is once I returned and started to see really just how bad things could get financially for the country and for the world, I realized, yeah, we're going to have to build an asset. And it's not, unfortunately, going to be the asset that I had envisioned as real estate, but rather we could build something pretty cool online. And so we did a lot of things. We made a lot of mistakes, had a lot of things that didn't work out, more so than I think that did work out. Would you agree?
Yeah. I mean, if you look at our trend, mm-hmm. it was, you know, lessons learned and then growth from it. Mm-hmm. And so I think we're stronger now than we ever have been.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you had two businesses fail before I even got out of Iraq.
Yeah.
Two companies. Right. It wasn't your fault. It was the company themselves that folded.
Yeah. Well, whenever anybody says, oh, this is a pyramid scheme, like, I know what a pyramid scheme is.
Yeah,
we've been
too.
In one, you know, where it folded in, you know, less than a week of joining it and having lost, you know, over, I think it was like $3,000. Mm-hmm. It was like a devastating blow, but like, we really know what a pyramid scheme is. So
usually it comes from a place of naivety.
I think, you know, oh, totally.
In your case, you actually have real scars to prove for it. So a couple of downturns that didn't work so great. And then one that wasn't so great. And then finally we found one that we could kind of find a home with, which led to one that we definitely had a home with, except we just, you know, for whatever reason, there were different things that we just could not seem to get to create consistency with. And, went through some really tough, really hard challenges financially and really hard challenges business-wise that made us question our overall beliefs and overall thoughts. But what's great, and the whole point for me bringing this up, is that ultimately we have learned some valuable lessons. And part of that is knowing when to jump on an opportunity, knowing when to have the confidence in yourself to make a great decision, and also knowing a time when it's time to just kind of throttle back. And I firmly believe that one of the greatest lessons I've learned through all of this, I would say top three best lessons, is for me at this stage in our careers, it's not about making money. You know, mm-hmm. it's just not. I like the idea of making tons of money and it's neat. And I also believe that message is completely overblown. And the more important message is missed. And that is what you talked about. And that is impact. And so I have made, different career choices for myself. I got out of network marketing. I don't do it. I got out of the home business industry as it pertains to joining an opportunity or joining a company. I have a business that I build from home, so technically I'm a home business entrepreneur. I did coaching for a very long time, and it was great, and I did make an impact, made some really good money doing it. And then all of a sudden, one day I woke up and said, it's time to say no to this. It's time to walk away. And that was not an easy decision. Started getting into consulting and working with bigger clients. And that's, I think, where the door really opened and the light bulb really came on. And one of the best clients I've taken on is the client that I'm working with now. And what's kind of cool about that is it also opened the door for you to start your own business. And I would love for you to talk about that in just a moment. So I'm going to make my bold statement here, and it's not something that I've ever said before in terms of a public declaration or, you know, any kind of a recommendation or acknowledgement at all. But I'm going to do that now because I believe in it so much that I think to not do so would be very disingenuous. I took found a client and went under contract with them. They are a great client by the name of Elite Marketing Pro. And what I'm doing for them is coming aboard to help them really design and take to the next level their mentorship program. The reason I love this so much is that the coaching industry in and of itself really needs an overhaul. I think it's done some neat things to this point, some great things for people, and then it's also done some horrible things. I think there are, at its core, it teaches people to stay stuck. I think it teaches people to stay disempowered and sort of dependent upon. It can create a dependency, and that's the opposite of what it ought to do. The mentorship program that we build with Elite Marketing Pro is designed to help entrepreneurs absolutely succeed. In fact, we have a process where we're not forcing people to graduate, but I mean, you have plenty of time to get where you want to be in your business, 6, 7, 8 figures, whatever you dream about. But there is an absolute positive connection at the highest levels, with starting from the CEO, you know, TJ Irway and Fernie Ceballos and Matt Crystal, the CFO and the CMO or COO respectively, and then myself, the director of leadership development, to create empowered and resourceful entrepreneurs so they don't rely on somebody else, so they can make up their own minds and build really successful businesses. And that's been very exciting for me. I personally believe everybody listening to us, anybody who's ever followed me, regardless of what you do, if you are looking to really actually make something that works, if you're looking to build something successful, something significant in your life, and you'd like to do it in the home business industry, online, and you can talk more specifically about the niche of that, but I believe that they should follow us and join your team in Elite Marketing Pro. Mm-hmm. If this seems like a shameless sales pitch, fine, it is. But as a leader, I cannot stand by on the sidelines and not be silent. There's maybe a sense of responsibility to it that I've turned a blind eye to, and realized that if there's people out there that are hurting, that are struggling, that are frustrated, that are fed up, and are unwilling to be a victim to it, but are actually willing to stand on their own 2 feet, then they need to be led. And it's not because they're not leaders, it's just that they're learning. And for me to be the leader that I want to be and intend to be, there absolutely has to be that call to action. And so for me, the call to action is, if you are sick and tired, if you're fed up, then it's time to do something about it. It's time to rise above all of the circumstances. It's time to make your answers bigger than your excuses, and to stop living in the past. And to stop worrying about what might not work out and start thinking about how you can make it work out. And I'm a firm believer, because I have a huge stake in this company, a huge stake, that that's as far as I'll go. Contractually, I don't want to breach anything. I will just say that I have a huge stake in this company, and I firmly am committed to each and every single human being, man, woman, that comes into this with a passion and a true commitment to themselves and to their future. And so my intention is that everybody comes and works with you personally, Mia, because your passion is in alignment with that and your vision is as sharp as they come. So let's talk about your vision. Let's talk about, you know, what this means to you. And
So I want to back up a little bit and just say, you know, I so appreciate what you just said, because everything you said about Elite Marketing Pro and what you do for the company is just spot on. It's an amazing company itself. The leaders lead by example. They have absolutely welcomed every single person who comes over. And what I loved was the very first person I talked to in Elite Marketing Pro, besides yourself, obviously, was, and you weren't actually director of leadership at the time, was Fernie. Mm-hmm. And Fernie just totally embraced me, answered all my questions. And what I love about the company itself is they do not compete. Right. There's no competition, because you can be an affiliate marketer. You can be in another company. You can do what you do now. But what this does is it supplements what you do. Mm-hmm. And it makes what you do even better because of the knowledge that they give you, the personal development that they give you, the mentorship. And it's just an amazing company because they don't care what you do. They want you to be better. They want you to be great. They want you to succeed at what you do. If mm-hmm. it's a network marketing company, if it's direct sales, it doesn't matter. Absolutely. And so that's what I loved about what Fernie told me, because I could do what I want to do. And it wouldn't matter if I dropped their name and say, I'm in Elite Marketing Pro, I'm an affiliate with them, I think you should join. It doesn't matter if I go and jump and do my own products and build my own brand. They actually want that. They encourage that. And so the amount of mentorship and pushing you out the door with great knowledge, with great self-confidence, with great resourcefulness is just absolutely what the company is about. So to say that, and to say that our history with this industry hasn't been riddled with lost money. Like if we thought about like all the money that we have lost in companies that we invested at the top level mm-hmm. and never got our money back, if we had stayed with those companies, we'd be dead in the water. Mm-hmm. We would absolutely not be entrepreneurs. We'd have to go back and get a job because there would be no other option. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's amazing that the opportunity here that we're talking about is the opportunity to say no to something, to say no to something that may not be working for you, to say no to something that you're pouring your life energy into, and you're not necessarily wasting your time because you can be learning lessons, but to actually pivot and to make something work for you in your business, make something work for you in your life that feels better, that you're more passionate about. And by releasing the stuff from the past, you actually can move forward and move forward at a faster speed, faster rate, at more energy.
Absolutely. I very well said. One of the things that was, I think, kind of hanging over my head for a very long time was, for years, I worked with a company that sees themselves as competition to EMP, but EMP doesn't see them as competition at all. And they're not. It's a class in and of itself. Like Elite Marketing Pro really is. And the reason for me saying that is that, you know, I worked for a very long time, and the relationship that I had with the top level of the company, is very disconnected. You know, it's challenging for me to call it leadership, although I guess in a sense it is, but it's very much about making money. It's not about building relationships. It's about extracting as much money from its distributor base as it can. And I know these things simply from the conversations I've had, not just with the top, but with everybody that's kind of involved in driving the thing, the machine. Mm-hmm. There's such a high level of turnover, and there's a lot of really unhappy people. The reason that I see, the primary reason is that that there is really no duplication. And the thing that's beautiful about Elite Marketing Pro is, you know, some of the best people we have gone on and inside a year, not only created amazing incomes for themselves. I mean, really, truly amazing. Not the silly kind of like overblown stuff. I'm talking about the stuff that changes lives. Mm-hmm. We have a mantra that you're one great ad away from replacing your income. Now, what you do with that is up to you. You know, what you replace your income, you can, you know, fire your boss, do whatever it is. But for a lot of people, it's just the beginning. And I'm always inspired when I do these workshops and I work with folks directly to help them really understand, really, I'm talking nuts and bolts about what they're marketing, what's wrong with their marketing, what they might do to fix it, and to really get down to the core of what's inside them that needs to shift. That's the part that just, man, when we talk about impact, that's the stuff that I'm really talking about. So working with these guys, you know, Matt, TJ, and Fernie, the love and the true empathy and compassion they have is very inspiring. And to work with guys of such high integrity, I've never done that. In all the years since I left the military, I've never met people with such integrity. And it's been a long time. I think my heart has craved it so bad. Mm-hmm. And the ability to pour myself 100% into something I truly believe in. I want to, you know, scream it from the rooftop and say, I really hope all the people that have followed me and listened to us and followed us as a team, you know, you and I, mm-hmm. but also followed me for a bit longer, perhaps individually, will consider that and think, even though perhaps in the past the things you did didn't work out, it wasn't always your fault. But we have to take personal responsibility. Things that may have been outside of your circle of influence or your direct control may have sort of taken you down. The question is, what are you going to do about it? Mm-hmm. You know, are you going to stay there? Are you going to stay stuck? Are you going to stay broke? Or are you going to build something? Are you going to find a way? And that's why I think, you know, when we talk about the thinkbignetwork.com, it's an awesome first resource. I think the AMF is an amazing, I'd love for you to just talk for like 2 seconds about that.
Yeah. So the attraction marketing formula was written by Fernie. Mm-hmm. And Fernie just did an amazing job of outlaying exactly what you need to do to be successful. And it's just like he gives domains, he gives like all the tools and resources that you can use to really build a brand, a business from the ground up. And even if you are not in network marketing, it's kind of geared towards network marketers. Even if you're not, you can really take a lot of knowledge from that book. And what I've also done is people who purchase the attraction marketing formula, which is only like $47.
Yeah, it's simple.
It's a drop in the bucket. I've actually recorded it because it's an ebook, and so now you can actually listen to it, take it with you, and really digest the information at your own level.
Yep, I think that's genius stroke of genius. Great move on your part to put it into audio form so people can hear it over and over again because the content is that good. You know, yes. I've seen these other systems where they got 7 steps and 21 steps and all that stuff. And there's really not much usable stuff. It's designed to kind of help you feel good. You might get a little tweak here and there, but ultimately it's just to push you into a sales decision.
That's right.
The thing that's interesting and different about what we're doing here at the Elite Marketing Pro is it's designed to help you and at each step. Even the 10-day boot camp that we talk about, there's some amazing stuff in there.
That's
honestly,
right.
That's the stuff that you could charge money for. The the attraction marketing formula. The reason really for me, the big pop was when you recorded that was, okay, cool. If somebody's going to purchase this thing for like a simple amount, $47 is nothing. If you're a true entrepreneur can find $47 to invest, right?
That's themselves.
Right. Yep. It's an investment in themselves. And because it's so rich, it's got so many resources. If you listen to that over and over again, it's going to shift it will literally make an impact in your business. And as I said, that's the thing that I'm committed to and you are committed to. We're just done playing the game of let's make as much money as we can. Let's make an impact. You know, let's make as much difference as we can. And oh, by the way, yeah, you can make a ton of money doing that kind of stuff. And so for those people who are aligned with that kind of thought, who are really committed to it, I'm confident that they'll come with us, join our team and keep moving. And as the director of leadership development, I feel like I'm shepherding, you know, an entire, you know, sort of movement. And I know that's how Tim and Fernie and Matt all believe. And that's why I see those guys as my brothers. And it's just really a unique, very, very special opportunity. And that's why it's time to move on even from the podcast. I truly believe that we're going to help a lot more people in some of the things we have coming down the road. Do you want to talk any about those?
Like, yeah, some of the just some things that you're going to be experiencing with us is more. JT is going to be doing more of the leadership development that he was talking about, but I'm going to be really taking the brand of the Think Big Network and starting my own TV show and doing a lot more video and creating products. So products that will help you to get more leads, help you to create products yourself, help you to brand yourself so that you can elevate your business and really become resourceful. I mean, I think that's one of my greatest assets is to be resourceful. And definitely EMP helps with that too.
And what I'm excited about is you're building your own brand, which really has been sort of nestled in my brand. It's interesting. People do not understand how much your impact is in their lives, how much influence your wisdom and your experience is right currently in their lives. If they followed me long enough, listened and actually applied, because a lot of even the stuff that's written in Flight Plan to Success, my book, is you know, part of you. Mm-hmm. Flight School to Success, all the programs we've ever done, we're getting ready to release another, you know, sort of iteration, another, you know, 3.0, whatever it is for Best Year Blueprint. Excited to be bringing that out in the next couple of weeks. But what's exciting to me is now this is your opportunity to just kind of be unfiltered, 100% you. And of course, you know, as they work with you in Elite Marketing Pro, I'm still going to be there for them. It's kind of a cool, you know, double 1-2 punch.
High levels. Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, that's the part that I'm very thrilled about. But I'm, you know, for me, I'm very excited for you. I'm excited for the folks that do work with you and very proud of you and very proud of what you're doing. So it's just time.
Well, I so appreciate you, JT, because without you and your talent, I think, you know, our fan base would be a lot smaller.
Well, it's my privilege and honor, and I'm stoked and I'm really excited about it. So let's just get down to brass tacks. Get yourself over to thethinkbignetwork.com. Do it right now. Do it if you haven't done it yet. Don't hesitate. Don't write it down. Just as soon as this call's over, thethinkbignetwork.com. Grab the 10-day bootcamp. Go through that. Listen to it. Pay close attention to what you're learning and really ask yourself, kind of pull away and ask yourself, what have I done in the past that worked? What didn't work so well? What might I do differently? And that's kind of a hint into what we're going to do to really start enabling you, empowering you rather, and equipping you to be successful, to finally stand on your own two feet and be truly successful on your terms. And of course, you know, you're going to get opportunities to take your learning and take your experience with us further. Be open to that. And more importantly, stay tuned to everything Mia's talking about. If you're on our list, you're going to be hearing a lot more from her. I have been pretty quiet email-wise, but you're going to start to hear a lot more from her. And certainly we'll be talking about this shift, this transition more. And I'm thrilled and excited for anybody that follows us. For those of you that say, hey, this is the end of the road for me, I want you to know I love and appreciate you. I appreciate whether you were here for a day or you're here for the last 8, 9, almost 10 years, actually almost 11 years now. If you followed us from the very beginning, and I know there's some folks that have, I love and appreciate you. And if this is the end of the road, I wish you the absolute best in everything you do. And for those that are going to follow us and really go to that next level and take this next chapter with us, I'm really excited for you.
Yeah, it's going to be an amazing road. And I really want to emphasize the fact that wherever you are in business, whatever you're doing, read it with that filter. Read it with a filter of a new set of eyes saying, how can I make this work for me? Because the 10-day bootcamp may talk to network marketers or it may talk to somebody that, oh, and you check out. Notice that you're checking out and say, no, how can I make this work for me? Because all the nuggets that are in there, the nuggets of knowledge, are huge. They're great nuggets that you can apply to any business that you're doing. So really use that filter, go through it with maybe a new set of eyes, take the business that you're doing and really look at it and really dissect it and see if moving forward with that business is something that you should do, or maybe it's something that you release and you say no to, and maybe you start anew and you start a new chapter and you pivot. But either way, I'm really excited to be joining you on this journey. I really hope that you come because it's an amazing place. Like a lot of people say, oh, the grass is greener on the other side. It really is greener over here. And we're just really excited to be serving you in a better capacity.
Absolutely. And so with that, I'm signing off, and my message will still be strong on my Facebook fan page. For those of you that know what that is, I'm not going to pitch it here. I'm not going to pump it. I think you know where that is, and just stay tuned. You're going to hear, I'm not going away, certainly, but for purposes of the podcast, for purposes of anything that's ever been described as a call or a whatever it is, this is pretty much my swan song as it is Mia's, but get ready because the real transformation, the real impact is coming your way. And for those of you who are ready for it and open to it, you will see what we're talking about, and it will be absolutely amazing. And I'm excited for all of you. And so from the bottom of my heart, thanks for being on the journey. Thanks for flying on my wing. Thanks for being in my formation. I appreciate each and every single one of you.
Now go out and share your greatness with the world now, my friends, because now is all you have. Also come over to facebook.com/thethinkbignetwork and join in on the conversation. Tell us how you feel about this new transition, what you're going to be doing in the future, and how maybe you can pivot in your life.
And remember, no matter what course you fly in life, fly high, fly fast, and fly far. We'll talk to you soon over at thethinkbignetwork.com.